ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. carried out its first airdrop of humanitarian aid for Gaza. 60 pallets from C-130 cargo planes were dropped. Central Command said that included 38,000 meals. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Friday,
"There won't be just one. This won't be a one-and-done kind of thing. There will be additional airdrops. We will learn. We will get better at them over time."
Former President Donald Trump was in a Florida courtroom Friday seeking a delay in his classified documents trial. While in Georgia, his attorney argued that District Attorney Fannie Willis must be removed from his election interference case because of her alleged relationship with a prosecutor. A ruling there is expected within 2 weeks. Blizzard conditions in the Sierra Nevadas, where several feet of snow have already fallen. There are more than 10,000 power outages on the California side of the state line. And strong winds in the forecast for today in Texas, leading to fears the million-acre wildfire could get even larger. This is ABC News. Lawmakers in Oregon change course on the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization policies.
The Oregon State Legislature passing a bill to recriminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs like heroin and meth, making it a misdemeanor punishable by up to 6 months in jail. Republican State Senator Tim Canope on Friday.
"I think Oregon did its job today to help save lives."
Police will be able to confiscate drugs and crack down on their use. The course change comes after a decriminalization effort in 2020 didn't translate into improved care, and the state began experiencing one of the nation's largest spikes in overdose deaths. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And authorities in Pennsylvania announced an arrest in connection to the death of a 23-year-old Amish woman, Rebecca Byler. State police say 52-year-old Sean Cranston of Cory, Pennsylvania, has been arrested, and he's now facing multiple charges, including criminal homicide of an unborn child. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
"If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold."
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
"Ooh, what riches!"
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza is costing him votes from Muslim, Arab American, and pro-Palestinian communities, if the results of the recent Michigan primary are any indication. More from Farah Siddiqui.
More than 100,000 people voted uncommitted in Michigan's presidential primary. An exit poll of over 500 Muslim voters was conducted by the Council on American Islamic Relations. CARE's Government Affairs Director Robert McCaw says 94% of American Muslims who voted in the Democratic primary voted uncommitted.
"It's a clear sign that our communities are organized. We're a political force in these states and other swing states, and we can tip the results in any election when it counts."
The exit poll found that potential third-party candidates are polling better than Biden, and if an election was held today, 40% of Muslim voters would prefer an unnamed other candidate. The poll also found 13% might vote for GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. The Biden administration has faced significant protests in Michigan. According to McCaw, the initiation of the Vote Uncommitted campaign was in protest of the president's reluctance to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. He says these voters weren't bluffing.
"It's noteworthy that potential third-party candidates such as Dr. Cornel West are polling better than Biden with Muslim voters, while others like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jill Stein are polling evenly with the president."
In response to the protest vote, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud wrote on social media, "To date, thousands said enough. As American citizens and Michigan voters, we have made our voices heard at the ballot box. Now it is up to President Biden to listen to Michigan and do the right thing." I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, mid-60s. For tonight, a few clouds, breezy, 45. For Sunday, mostly sunny, south winds approaching 40 miles per hour, bringing our high temperatures into the mid-70s. Sunday night, chance of rain with a low of 40. That's weather on WMDX.
Right now, 40 degrees.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What up, Madtown? It's your girl, Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM. It is Saturday. I think it's Saturday. It might be Thursday. Who knows? But it's Saturday, and we up in here, located off State Street. I'm in the house with two of one of my friends. You know what? I'm in the studio with two of my favorite people. April Kingea, if you guys remember her, she's been on the show before.
Just only one time, though.
Yeah, she'll be all right. She's all right. She's in her feelings. If you know anything about April, she's very, very sensitive. So when she talks, and very petty, and you just got to look away. But she's not like that on her seat, only as your friend, okay? So, but she sits on the Dane County Board of Supervisors, but she's not like that as a supervisor at all. And then we have Kina, are one of our favorite people that show up every week, and that's why April's really mad, because you're here every week.
Because I don't get invited.
And the reason I invite Kina every week, because I don't have to invite nobody else. I don't have to even think about it, because it's like, you coming or not? Yep. So that's right. And she's the owner of Rougie Wellness. And she does all kind of beautiful wellness and self-care things, including yoga, working out, eating right, coaching, all that good stuff in her world. And I, Brandi Grayson, CEO, founder of Urban Triage. So we got Black Girl Magic today on this Saturday. We're drawing close to the end of Black History Month. So it just makes sense that we here together being black and beautiful and all that. And what we're going to talk about today, who knows? I decided today is free day, Saturday. Which means, you know, kind of spinning off freedom day, but free day. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I just made that up in this whole moment, but like that's what we're going to do. Oh, and you know what else I want to mention? That I am doing stand-up comedy tonight because it's Saturday.
Where can we see you tonight?
We're doing stand-up comedy tonight. I'm going to be at the Wilmar Center. Is that what it's called? Wilmar Center. So I used to do stand-up back in the day, and I think Antoine asked me to do the stand-up because, you know, Antoine, I don't even think he really liked me for real, but he did ask me to come and do the stand-up. And I thought, like, yeah, let me do it because I haven't been on stage and it's Black History, and maybe he'll get some extra sales because now, you know, my whole team is coming. So, I mean, that's some extra sales. Mm-hmm. And you guys should just come and laugh just so I don't feel crazy if I'm not funny, because then my friends could just laugh at me anyway and be like, girl, you so funny, because that's what it's about. So come out, support. It's at the Wilmar Center. I think the show starts at 7. My set will literally be like 5 minutes, but y'all should come anyway.
Is there a cover?
I think so. I think it. And no, I don't get paid. Wait, I should have negotiated some fees around here, 5% or something. Can I get 5%? Everybody that say Brandi Grayson, I'm coming to see her, I should get like $5.
A little code, a ticket code.
Or something, right? Okay, yeah. I'm remember that next time. That's some bull crap. I just be letting people use me. I'm just quitting. That's why I'm probably on Facebook like, girl. you asked for comedy. No, yeah. Okay, so today is free day. We're just going to talk about random stuff, but check us out. Check me out at the comedy show on Saturday. So, beautiful black women, what do we have to talk about? Before we start talking, I was talking about my son. If you guys want to continue to talk about my son, that's good, but...
Do you want to talk about your son?
No.
Okay. So I Googled just black people.
Okay.
Right?
That's good.
The number one said black Americans are more likely than other racial and ethnic groups in the U.S. to get their news on TV. Now, we know that's
Wait,
not
what news?
Positive.
You mean like
anything?
Criminals?
Like, pretty much.
Because I don't remember people celebrating all the black excellence in Madison, Wisconsin that's taking place. There's plenty of black news happening that I don't see. Okay, so we're the number one population that will be showcased in negative news, showcasing criminalization or any negative fact. That's true, because if you ever watch Madison News, Channel 27 or Fox, to be exact, I'm not going to say MB15 because I like them, but like Fox News, you'll see like every report is about black people. And ain't even that mean black people here.
Yeah.
Can we talk about this, please? And can we also just point out the fact that Madison has high crime rate in a downtown area? Who do you think is committing the crimes downtown?
White people.
Because I don't see... Ooh, almost cussed.
I got in trouble last time.
The A word, can we? Ooh, almost said the A word. Okay, sorry, Nate, to my producer. I was like...
it was coming.
Right, it was. But I stopped myself. I was like, oh, I saw Nate's face. Don't say it.
He's like, don't do it.
So, but they commit the most crimes, but mm-hmm. we don't see them on TV.
Yeah.
Why?
Do they even have consequences for what they be doing down here?
Nah, ain't no consequences. These folks be out here doing
they
running
get
wild. Yeah.
Excuses.
Yeah. But you know, the police do show up on State Street in Madison when there's a lot of black kids, and black kids do mm-hmm. come out a lot. Now, because we didn't used to hang out on State Street like that when I was growing up. But they come down here deep. Have y'all been down here at night?
Not lately. No, I mean, whenever there's a TK these days.
Yeah,
like,
but you don't
even come to...
You don't come on State Street. That's like on the Capitol, right?
Right. Madlit is the time to on State Street at night.
That's true.
Shout out to Rob D's.
Okay, Rob D's in the house. Madlit, check us out in the summertime. I say us like it's me. But
right,
check
like,
him out.
Is it a new partnership or
no,
what?
No, just us meeting black people.
Folks.
Okay, yeah, because, you know, we kind of group ourselves together. So, whatever I was just rambling about. But downtown, most of the crimes committed down here are by white folks, but we don't see them on TV. So number one TV shows or TV news stuff is about black people. That's interesting. Yep. But they get mad when we want to talk about all the positive stuff we do during the small 28 days we have of the month. Ooh,
speaking
this year we got 29 days.
We got an extra day. We might as well take an extra one and give ourselves 30 days. And just
March 1st, we're now declaring February 30th.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with it. That's a Friday, too.
Period. Yeah, let's do it. Okay, what else can we talk about? Kina, you started a book club.
I did.
And I think it's pretty political because the book that you guys are reading is by Bell Hooks.
Yep.
One of my
women. We had our meeting this past week.
Yeah. And what's the book?
So we read All About Love for February.
Oh, okay.
January, we read Braiding Sweetgrass.
Okay.
For March, we're reading a book called Cast.
What's that?
By Isabel Wilkerson. Have y'all heard of that?
No.
It's about the Indian or... It's folks from India.
I don't
caste system.
Is it about black people?
I think it's about the origins of our discontent.
She said caste system.
It is. I think that's what I think. Okay. I mean, we just had our book club on Wednesday. Today is Saturday.
Okay.
So
a couple days ago.
So it's a few days
a few
back.
Days ago.
Little. It says, in the latest book, Cast, The Origin of Our Discontents, Wilkerson pries open the lid on this country's racism and exposes the underlying truth that from the beginning, America has created a caste society, whites on top, those of African descent on the bottom.
But we all know that.
Yeah, I know.
Like, is this like who?
Just explore it.
Okay, we let you read it.
Yeah, I'll read it and I will report back. I will report back because I'm going to read the book for March.
I want to join your book club.
You
I would never
come.
Read it, though.
No, you know what? People came who didn't read it this month.
Okay.
And it was amazing, like, listening to people talk about the book who read it. And, like, if somebody says, well, I didn't read the book, so, you know,
tell me about it.
Yeah. And so it was really, really cool, like, even seeing the conversation and the way that people were bringing people into the book.
Nice.
And then listening to people share the stories about how their understanding and analysis of love had been shaped and things that resonated with them and the things that they realized about themselves when reading the book. So,
and your book club is pretty diverse, too, which is nice, right?
Because
you got black men, black women, you got others in the space, which also brings another depth.
Yeah,
right.
It was really interesting because there was people from different backgrounds, black, white, not black or white. We had people from educational backgrounds. We had people who was parents, people who was not parents, like people of so many different like lives.
Right. That's cool.
So it brought so much, you know, depth to the conversations.
That's cool.
And then it was amazing because with all of those different, you know, backgrounds, we were able to find different ways to connect and resonate.
That's
so
beautiful.
Nice.
Look at you creating all these beautiful communities. Yeah, I told
Thank you. Thank you.
She rocking. See, that's what you do. I don't see that on the news, but we ain't gonna talk about
that. Yes, couples yoga.
Oh, couples yoga.
Couples yoga. The next one is coming up. I want to tell y'all about that.
Ooh, tell us.
I'm gonna tell y'all.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell y'all about it.
Let us know.
Let me let y'all know how it went.
Okay.
Because I had one in this month. And so the next one's coming up March the 9th and 30th. Okay. And so it was really amazing. And couples yoga, like, because I always assume that people are not, that at least one person in the partner is not going to have any experience, right? So I already planned that out. You know what I'm saying? And so it was a night of romance, fun, intimacy, connection. So it was really amazing seeing the way that the partners were so focused and intent on one another. And we, you know, everybody took turns, like, with on with their within their, you know, each group partnership. Everybody took turns, like, giving and receiving. And it was really amazing.
Wait,
like,
what? Giving and receiving what?
Giving and receiving in the
not giving.
In
no,
the
I
yoga.
Know, but I'm just saying, like yoga. So they weren't doing it together?
So they were. So it's like, so there was some things that you do together. And then there was some times when it was like, I'm
going to.
Were
we in a row, your boat?
Yeah, there was some, you know, like part of, you know, part of people think that yoga is just doing poses, but there's an intimacy, there's a sensuality part.
Like Kama Sutra?
Well, kind of, yeah, but not, you know,
not to that extreme. Sutra is uncomfortable.
But see, this is about, this is about,
my back hurt.
So this is about comfort, communication, right? Okay. So we did do, like, there was this one that, you know, like we did, we were laying on our bellies and then our partner was like, you know, lift you up like this. But then it's the communication, like, to the point of your comfort.
Like, dude, stop pulling on me.
It wasn't, it's just like, how's this, how's this, to find what your edge is. But then there was a point where the partner would like give a massage, a back rub. Have you ever got a massage and it never was actually fulfilled, the massage?
Yeah.
It didn't get finished, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they
These massages get finished.
Well, that's nice because they be doing too much.
Right. And you should have seen how they were so focused. Like when I gave them the instructions, they was taking it so, like they wanted to make sure their partner was satisfied.
Okay, well, we'll have to come. How much is that?
How much
is that? It's $55 per couple. And I had a tea bar. I had some snacks. I had chocolate covered. I made some chocolate covered strawberries for this one. Next one, I have some other ideas. And I had a tea bar, so they was drinking their tea. They were, you know, things to make you relaxed and comfortable.
So when is the next one?
March the 9th. And then
I'm out of town. Suck.
Then the other one after that is like 2 weeks later, March the 30th, and then April 9th. So, I mean, March 9th, March 30th, and then April 20th.
Okay, all that black girl magic up in there. That's your birthday? When's your birthday?
Ooh.
When is my birthday?
Yeah, oh, Lord, I'm about to get cussed out again.
The 20th of April.
Lord. Oh, Lord, no, that your birthday is not the 20th.
It's March the 20th.
No, it's April.
I think we got to go to commercial.
March 30th.
One of these days.
Wow.
Who knows?
It's one of them.
Just keep guessing. Folks who are just tuning in, you're listening to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. What we're talking about, who knows? It's free day for Black History. We'll be back in a minute. Voices that sing in the night. Rise up like the winds that crash in the ocean.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for a repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What up? You're listening to your girl, Brandi Grayson. Oh, my goodness. I got something in my throat. Sorry. On 92.7 FM. It's the all-over show, the Black Conversion Show, where we talk about anything, everything, whenever we want, however we want. Today is Freedom Day. Free day to talk about whatever we want. So we're just free in that. Before we went on break, we was just talking about whatever we wanted. So we're going to continue that trend. But something that popped up in my head when we went on break is that there's just been a lot of sad stuff happening, you know, like in our community, our local community. And one of the things we were discussing was the murder of a family. I think it was like a family of three people were killed. One person was injured. And it's just really sad. And we don't have any further details than that, than what the news has released, just the names. And the mother literally murdered two of her children and injured one of, I think it was the father of the children. I don't know. I'm just gossiping at this point. Oh, it's news. Okay, so on news it says, ooh, it went away. Okay, when you look at the phone and it says, you need to pay 3 months to access this article. Oh, it did, but now it's back. Oh, look, yeah. $1 for 3 months. Okay. So we good. It's good. So I don't know what the story says because we need $3.
Let's try this one. We're going to try this one, okay?
So a Middleton woman. Try that. Okay, here we go. It says, a woman shot and killed her children before turning the gun on herself Sunday night, according to news release from Middleton Police. A release stated a 34-year-old woman shot her family members with a handgun inside an apartment on Maywood Avenue. The report comes after Middleton Police Captain Tyler, I can't say his name, Leother, said three people were found dead and another man was shot multiple times. Dang. A 31-year-old male was struck by gunfire multiple times as he exited the residence. Two children, an 8-year-old female and a 5-year-old boy, were struck and killed by the gunfire. He said the woman, the mother of the children, then turned the gun on herself and ended her own life. This domestic violence has no place in our community. So that's the police talking. But let's just talk about for a second. And we don't know. I don't know who the woman is. I don't know the names. I didn't read further down. But can we please just talk about the stress and what is happening all across, not just in our city, in our county, but all across the country? People are suffering real bad. And as a nonprofit leader in our local community, Urban Triage, we see a lot of it. We see a lot of domestic violence. We see a lot of children being placed in child protective services. We see families coming to our office who are so stressed that they talk about ending their lives. And part of this, I think, as a society, that we continuously fail. We just fail. So I'm just going to open up to y'all and let my co-hosts, April Kagea and Kina, share their thoughts around what's happening in our community. Like, and not just locally, but across the country, that's leading to people feeling very desperate and hopeless. And suicide rates are skyrocketing, especially for Black boys and Black children. And domestic violence is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. So there's something that's not working.
I think, I mean, number one is a lack of resources and support, and especially in the Black community, we have this negative connotation. But Brandi, I think you've done a really good job about being open about you going to therapy. But there's this negative connotation that we shouldn't ask for help.
Yeah.
Like even me personally, like it's very hard for me to ask for help.
Yeah.
And I think we're ashamed of, you know, reaching out to someone. And so there's so many things that are internalized.
Yeah.
Specifically with Black women that we carry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ancestrally and then in our lives, and a lot of us are single mothers and, you know, there's just so much that we have to carry that I think sometimes it just gets to be too much.
Yeah. And then you think about like the shame. Like I saw something online articulated earlier this week about how by the time that you get to the point to where you realize you need help and you can't do this by yourself, like by the time that you've stopped trying to juggle everything on your own, then you realize you need help. And then you know, like if you're in a small community, sometimes even going out to ask for help feels scary because you're like, it's a small town. Is people going to talk about me? So then it's the shame that people deal with when they be worried about what are they going to judge
me? They ain't wrong though. Cause that's the kind of community we live in, like country or city or society. I was overhearing a story the other day about a young lady, probably our age, my age, that had literally had a nervous breakdown. She already wasn't doing well emotionally and mentally, and she was struggling. It's her first time being a mom, but she was an older mom, you know what I mean? Like, so she's never had any kids. She doesn't have any parents. She doesn't have any siblings. She doesn't have a partner. And she was living, you know, at the YWCA, working every day, trying to get herself, you know, in a good place. And then she got in a car accident. And then the car accident, you know, totaled the car. And then she couldn't get back and forth. And then she had, like, this stress response to it, like PTSD. And she was able to get another car. But then she kept having these mental break, like these panic attacks. And, like it's just, it was no good. Whatever was happening with her before was exacerbated after the accident. And she had this little baby. And then she went to church. And she asked the church folks to help her to keep it. To make a long story short, they end up calling the police on her. Yeah, because there was like one person had the baby and then they got mad and they gave the baby to somebody else. And that person they gave the baby to ended up calling the police. The police ended up showing up to her house. And it was like, we end up doing the things that people are afraid of for us to do when you call for help. And I think that's the problem, because the problem is not the fear. It's the society that we live in where we think the only way to help people is through calling the police. And for Black people, when you call the police, you actually put them in a more dangerous situation. You put them in a situation to have their child taken away from them. And you put them in a situation where they could be murdered and killed by the police. And like, and sometimes even church people, we in Black, and I grew up in a world where church was the place you went for help, but actually church can be very harmful for people nowadays.
And triggering.
And very triggering. So it's like, so what do we need to do in our individual networks and in our own communities? Because we can't go to the systems and expect the systems to save us, whether it's the police, Department of Human Services. Those systems are not for us at all. No. And churches are not for us. They're not safe.
It's not safe. Like you don't even know, like when you're going through like the intake and the questionnaire, you don't even know the right things to say. Because if you're
unless
honest,
you come to Urban Triage, we got you. We got you. We're gonna walk you through.
They're gonna be like,
we got you. Come through Urban Triage.
So are you sure?
Right, we got you. We ain't them. We got you. Okay. And that's why they mad at us now. Record that. Okay, go ahead.
So it's like you be going through the questionnaire and then they be asking you the questions and you be like, if I answer this, am I going to get the help or am I going to lose
my child or get in trouble?
Am I going to lose? I think about, you know what vision I keep having in my mind since yesterday is, I cannot remember what the movie was. Y'all probably will know it when I tell you this the picture. But it was when the woman was so afraid. She had a flashback and she ended up unaliving her child because she thought that somebody was about to take her baby. And so, you know, like I think about how, like with the violence that we was raised on, where our parents would be like, I'm gonna do this so that the world doesn't do this to you. And that's harmful. It is. And it's fear. But, and then I just think about that moment in that movie where she did that to her own baby. Do y'all know what movie I'm talking about?
I kind of do, but it's almost like she unlived her kid. She had so much love for her kid that she didn't want anyone else to hurt them and felt like the only way out to keep them safe was to unalive them.
Rather than to let them not be with her.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow. You're listening to 92.7 FM on the Black Conversion Show. We're just talking about the situation that happened in Middleton where a young woman unalived her children and attempted to unalive her partner or her kid's father. And he's well, you know, he got away, but he's not going to be well mentally and emotionally. And we're just talking about the consequences of living in today's society. So anyway, you're listening to Brandi Grayson on 92.7 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a jiff.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. carried out its first airdrop of humanitarian aid for Gaza. 60 pallets from C-130 cargo planes were dropped. Central Command said that included 38,000 meals. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Friday,
there won't be just one. This won't be a one-and-done kind of thing. There will be additional airdrops. We will learn. We will get better at them over time.
Former President Donald Trump was in a Florida courtroom Friday seeking a delay in his classified documents trial. While in Georgia, his attorney argued that District Attorney Fani Willis must be removed from his election interference case because of her alleged relationship with a prosecutor. A ruling there is expected within 2 weeks. Blizzard conditions in the Sierra Nevadas, where several feet of snow have already fallen. There are more than 10,000 power outages on the California side of the state line. And strong winds in the forecast for today in Texas, leading to fears the million-acre wildfire could get even larger. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, mid-60s. For tonight, a few clouds, breezy, 45. For Sunday, mostly sunny, south winds approaching 40 miles per hour, bringing our high temperatures into the mid-70s. Sunday night, chance of rain with a low of 40. That's weather on WMDX.
Right now, it's 49.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What up, y'all?
Say it again.
You're listening to 92.7 FM, your girl Brandi Grayson on the Black Conversion Show with my co-host, sis, April Kagea and Kenna. I always say your whole name? Because I feel like your name has to be said as a whole name. Because then they might not recognize you or something. Because it's just
who
April.
Who else April?
I don't know, but there April could be Kagea. Other Aprils. Before we went on break, we were just talking about the really tragic situation that happened locally in Middleton with the murder or the unliving. Could you tell us, Kina, why we say unlive versus murder?
I think maybe for like,
TikTok, they do that.
They do?
You say what?
You got it on TikTok, you have to say unalive.
Yeah, I think it's blocked. A trigger.
Really? Mm-hmm.
If you say the other word, it's very triggering for people.
Okay, so unalive.
And also because people, I'll tell you, I was in a talk one time, and depending on the way that it happened, whether it was self-inflicted or
other
external,
right.
It also gives listeners a perspective that might put them into the shoes of that position.
I get it.
You know?
I get it. And I also be feeling like, dang, we can't say nothing. And then you'd be like, dang, did I say the right thing? Did I have the right word? Did I go to the right class or listen to the right newscast?
I've heard people say that to me even. Uh-huh. And my thing is just do your best. Everybody just always do your best.
Because it's just like, darn it. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it because then y'all going to be... You know, sending me hate mail.
Everybody
and be
feels like that probably.
Girl, Brandy says, so that means she hate all people. You know, Urban Triage, we really do center the voices and the needs of people known as Black and families. And based on that, people be like, they don't serve white people. And then today, someone stopped in to visit from actually Nehemiah, another organization, a nonprofit organization. They's like, I've never been here. And we were walking and we thought we'd stop in. Mm-hmm. And of course they stop in and there's seven white people sitting at our table getting services. And they're going to say, I didn't know y'all helping. I said, we help everybody that need housing services. Where else you going to go? Right? Yeah. Like Urban Triage is it for the most part. We do have our partner agencies like Tenant Resources. They specialize in like eviction prevention services. Like they'll go to court with you and things like that. We specialize in helping people navigate the system. Because one of the things you mentioned before is like people ask you these questions, but you don't even know which way you're supposed to be asking. Should I tell the truth or not the truth? I don't know if you're going to harm me or what do I emphasize? So part of our work at Urban Triage is to make sure people understand the rules of eligibility and what the next steps are and how we can assist them.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're just out here talking about free day to talk about whatever the free we want to talk about today.
What were we talking about right before you came back on?
The movie.
Said
it was Beloved was in series. Case I didn't tell y'all.
Oh, yeah. Something
say
about
the movie.
50.
No, oh, 50. 52?
Oh, Raising Cain.
What called it?
Cain Raising?
You said Raise the Cain.
Brandy's like, how you said it.
Watching the show, Raise the Cain.
Right, Raising the Cain.
Because what shows were you watching? I was like, I'm Raising the Cain. Wait, what is it?
Raising Cain. No, Cain.
Oh, okay, Raising Cain.
Is it Cain?
I don't know.
Anyway, that's what I'm watching on Stars, and you were saying that you were watching something else. What
I was watching? I was watching TikTok series. Who TF did I marry? Nate? Did you like that?
But first of all, TikTok got.
I have not seen it.
Oh no! I was saying, did you see how I said who TF?
But who knew that TikTok made series though?
They don't. So this woman just did like a 50 part story time.
Oh, that's what my staff was talking today about, how she met somebody and then she married him. He moved in after 2.5 weeks. She got pregnant. It was like a whole Jerry Springer thing.
It was very intense. It was real.
Yeah. So she like married this dude who led this whole fake life. He said he was like vice president, but he was a forklift driver. Mm-hmm. We really got to do better. We got to do better on who we choose.
You know, I was listening to her whole story and I was like, you know what? Any one of us could have been sis. And the circumstances, it was COVID.
First of all, sis. A lot of us was sis.
Right. That's right. Not could have been, but a lot of
we
us
just
been.
We just ain't telling the story.
Well, listen. Right. I didn't tell it on TikTok, but any of us. Many of us saw ourselves in her story.
Was it me?
Listen, I seen me
and
a lot of
changed my name on my profile.
Okay,
you ain't lying, but it sure is entertaining watching someone else suffer.
Well, she was very like the thing is like that. I feel like everybody has to respect her and her position because she said, "I'm gonna be honest and transparent, even if it makes me not look good.
Yeah.
Even if y'all think I'm dumb, because I just want to make one person just know." What's going on so that they can open their eyes and see so that they can get out if this is them.
But you don't think she was doing it for clout? Because on TikTok, how many views did it get?
So it did get millions of views and she's going to Paris and she got a BMW.
I think we need to be vulnerable then.
But here's the thing. This was why it happened. Because she was like answering a question. She answered a prompt. And then it caused so much interest
right.
that she was like, Well, I'll just make a series.
See, y'all need to go ahead and cause enough interest so we can make a series.
Yeah. And tell our stories.
What story should we tell? We're going to talk about relationships. Relationships always get the most.
That's what people like most to hear about.
Because we all can relate. Everybody, it's juicy.
Everybody's trying to figure out relationships.
Well, and that's what I teach when I'm like, do our curriculum and our transformative education. I always use relationships because everybody... You're in relationships. You can relate. Mm-hmm. You can relate to the parts of you that you know you have no things you know you have no business doing, yeah. And the parts of you that show up that's toxic that adds mm-hmm. to the toxicity and interaction. So mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all want to share any of y'all. Maybe we could go viral. Y'all got any juice? And we're like, nah, my girl's in behind me.
See, are you telling my business? Look at that.
She on the couch. I don't want to say too much.
She took her headphone off. She
look, she wasn't paying no attention, but she paying attention now.
One of the things I think I want to talk about is the importance of everybody going to therapy mm-hmm. in relationships. Because the thing about relationships...
Why you look at me like that, Brandon?
I don't know. Because I'm in therapy. Are you in therapy? I'm in therapy.
We in therapy.
Right, but I'm not. That's why she's right, like, why everybody go to therapy.
I didn't know that she wasn't she in therapy.
She said she went to therapy.
You told me you were going to give me your therapist's name.
Oh, girl, I got you. Her name is Heather Lass. And let me tell y'all something. Y'all better stop calling my therapist because y'all be booking up her slots when I need to change my appointments. She'd be like, where's all your friends? See, this ooh, is some stuff.
Dang.
Girl, but y'all fine.
What's her name? Because I just in case mine gets full.
Yours gets full?
Heather Lass. She isn't like a regular psychotherapy.
Yeah, what kind is she? What's her specialty?
Her name of her company is Sacred Rhythms, and it's somatic work, interpersonal work. So she calls her therapy integrated family systems, where she focuses on the different parts of you that show up in you during different, you know, interactions or different triggers or situations. So that's the kind of therapy I do. My partner has just started therapy, and yes, I'm telling his business. If he's mad, I apologize ahead of time. But I do think that everybody should mm-hmm. go to therapy. And the one thing he came back and said the other day was that it's mind-blowing when you have someone being your mirror mm-hmm. and holding mm-hmm. you accountable. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we're in relationships, they bring out our pain body, and then those parts of us show up that's in defense or judgment because we're trying to protect yeah. ourselves. Yeah. So we can't really, it's hard for us to see ourselves, like how we're showing up, right? Yeah. And what we might be adding to the situation or adding the gas that we might be adding to the flame. So mm-hmm. I do encourage everybody to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to add? I don't think that's viral material there.
Because yeah. I've been in therapy mm-hmm. and, you know, it got to the point for me where I was like, if you're not going to therapy, I'm not going to date you.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
And so that's it. And so, like, you know, my significant other is in therapy. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for him. It's just a lot of, like, it's a lot. And I'm like, you can't just go one time. You have to keep going.
You better go every week.
You have to go weekly.
Because over here, you got a whole lot of stuff. We got a lot going on. Okay?
It's a lot.
Weekly. April, what you mean? You said that twice.
No.
Try every week.
I'm from an insurance standpoint. Oh, okay. Like, you know, that's going to be expensive. But
That's her avoidance part yes. showing right now, where 100%. She's avoiding yeah. it.
So she's looking for obstacles.
I know. Full transparency, I need to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. I've known that for a while.
And she gave you a ring.
I did. Again, tell him my business.
The AirPods are not in there.
I didn't say I was crazy. I just said you were therapy. There's a difference.
So be it.
And then I did for a couple weeks. Uh-huh. And then to be honest, it got to a point where I was getting homework to do stuff. And yeah. I was like, I don't
you doing
do it.
Too much?
No, like it was like it's hard to address your issues.
Yeah.
And so avoidance, I was yeah. like, I'm done.
I'm good. Yeah. That was fun while it lasted.
But I never got to anywhere because also I have trust issues. I don't open up to people. Especially somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
So like it's hard for me to get to a point where I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And able to tell the full truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
I was very paranoid.
Yeah.
When I started. I was like, and who's going to see my files?
Yeah.
You know, because.
Especially when people know you in the community, right?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who's, like, yeah.
Who knows who. And then people be talking, oh, I don't even want to talk about the community. I love our community, but I got to get out of here.
We have to get out of here.
Can we just make a pact?
We should just go all in on the place. So. That'll make it real convenient.
Yeah. We could buy a mansion, have first all our of people all, there.
There's ways we can do
first
this.
First of all, we could just live here halftime and halftime there.
Yes.
Okay. And then we could just buy, like, already, you have property here. Mm-hmm. I have a house here. You got a house.
We can Airbnb. We can stay
it
here
don't
halftime.
Okay, then you have a house where I have my house is. So then we share space, yes. You know, and it's already furnished.
We can do this.
Yeah, because we got to get out of here. I feel like I love Madison and stuff, but this place is definite. Like I feel like every other meeting I go into, I'm reminded that I'm unwanted. No matter how much work we do and how much, you know, credibility we have and legitimacy and the fact that we're the only minority, black, brown, or other sitting in these housing circles, there's no one. Yeah. There's no one. So people can say whatever they want, but there's no one doing the work of housing in Madison. And the most people that we serve in housing is black. They're black people in shelter, black people, black families. And of course, there's tons of homeless white folks, but they just don't show up the same way. It's not even the same. It's not the same, y'all. So, and then these spaces, every day we get reminded, yeah, you here, you doing the work, but we would really appreciate it if you wasn't here. And not because we're doing something wrong, but actually because we're doing it right.
Yeah.
Because what happens when you have an office next to ours in a location, I'm not going to name nobody, but if you have an office in the same location, we're doing housing services and the line in the place is always down and out the corner for us and no one's at your door, guess who you mad at? You mad at us for doing the work. You're mad at us that people are like, no, I'm away for Urban Tree. I'm away here all day. Right? Because, and the reason people are like that with us, not because we have all these resources, because we do not. It's because we pride ourselves, and I tell my staff this all the time, as centering the humanity of everyone that sits in front of you. Because they're all going through something, and your job is to give them hope and to inspire them. If that's all they leave with that day, you've done your job. There's not a lot of resources, but we need to make sure that people come filled with something. Like, let's talk about this. Let's vent. Let's create goals. Let's create pathways through these obstacles. Let me give you resources. Let me sit with you and help you figure that out. Yeah. Sometimes that's all people need. And they're like, thank you for being with me. Like, I don't have family. I don't have anybody. And you might be the only person that person talks to all day.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So, I don't know, y'all. I'm just kind of tired of Madison. Like, it's just such a Debbie Downer place. I feel like you can't even trust people that you're supposed to be able to trust, you know? So, I don't know. What y'all thoughts about it?
I feel like, for one,
let's get the pack and go.
I want to echo what you said about the housing part, because, like, I think that the more and more that housing, the part of the things that makes it so inaccessible is the rules that people is putting into place to make it out of reach for people.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, the things that, like, the strict requirements, it makes it out of reach for people who is really living a regular life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love Madison. Madison has raised me and my children. I think that for me, I need to leave because I need to be around more
black people.
I need to be around I need to be in an environment where there is a lot of people who is like, I'm a wellness professional. I need to be in the wellness industry where I am also like able to easily engage and learn from people,
grow, all of that,
who's more, you know, skilled than me.
Yeah, because that's how I feel. Like, I want to be around people
I don't want to be the smartest.
Yeah, I don't want to be the smartest in the room. And I don't want to be the only one in the room.
I don't want to be the only one.
And I don't want to enter spaces where people find me as a threat versus a partnership, right? Yeah. Or black people and brown people are acting as gatekeepers. Because I've had a lot of incidents in the last month with brown women that's really crazy to me. Like, I'll be in the space and I'll say, well, you know, we got to center black people because we live in this dichotomy of racism, which at the bottom of the hierarchy is black people. And you see her face change or their face change on the Zoom where all these white people are like, and I just be like, oh my God. So then I have to remind myself where I'm at. And then I have to remind myself that their response isn't about me. It's more about their own anti-blackness and them being threatened. Like, there is limited, like, I'm taking something from them. So anyway, y'all, I think this is the end of our show. Oh, no, we got another commercial. Okay, never mind. The producer said we be back. We be back. You listen to 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show with your girl, Brandi Grayson, April Kagea, and Kenna. And we'll be back, okay, because we up in here for one more round, apparently.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
All right, we back with me, Brandi Grayson, 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. Thank you for joining us this Saturday. We just in here acting a fool. We having fun because that's what you do on Saturdays, okay? You should do that Friday, Monday. Wait, that's not even order. Friday, Saturday,
every day. It don't matter.
Sunday, Monday.
If it ends in a Y,
just do it. And just a friendly reminder that I am doing stand up tonight at the Wilmar Center, which is off of Atwood. I think it's like a community
the
center.
Wilmar?
Is it the Wilmar?
It's by Willie Street.
Willie Street. Oh, I messed up. Not Atwood. Jennifer Street. Yep. And it's a community center, but they have this event space, and I think the host is hosting it there. So come through, see me be funny. And even if I'm not funny, just laugh at me, because who likes to be rejected? Nobody. But do I care if I'm rejected? No. But you should laugh anyway, because I get jokes sometimes, okay? And we'll just see how this goes.
Is it going to be a theme
your set? I haven't even figured it out yet. I thought that I would talk about being in the sunken place, and then I would talk about... I don't know. What should I talk about?
You should practice on us.
Okay, yeah. What should I talk about?
Brandi, I was gonna say I'm gonna ask you three things, but I don't know. What's on the top of your mind?
Girl,
say the first three things.
The sunken place.
Getting out the sunken place.
Uh-huh.
Being surrounded by Black people that's so used to being in a sunken place, mm-hmm, that they don't even know they're in a sunken place. Madison reminds me of the Get Out movie. What?
Yes, when every time you say that to me,
girl,
I'm like, yes,
did you
that's
watch
what
how
it
they
is.
Act when you hit the damn, ooh, is that a curse word? When you hit the, okay,
it's okay.
Cool. All right, I'm good. Okay. When you hit the glass and ding, and they be like, oh, that's how Madison is. So you walk up to Black people in an event and you'd be like, hi, I'm Robinson. And you'd be like, girl, where you from?
So the sunken place, Madison, the sunken place.
I'll be like, dang. Or they'd be on the opposite end of the spectrum where they just mean mug you, and they just lost. They just be like, who she think she is? And then they call you the next day like, girl, can you help me? Girl, you're the same one that was on Facebook dragging me from Yin Yang and then gonna go apply for a job, girl. Right. You know how many times I've seen people names in the comments and then they'd be like, Brandi, so I heard you was hiring. I'd just be like, girl, and then why did I just pull an application somewhere? I asked a question about racism and they put LOL.
Yeah, right.
And whoever you are, I'm not going to say your name because you're listening.
No, you
know
say
who you
name.
Are.
You
just know
say
that we
name.
Would never
just write
interview
it on
you.
The LOL.
We would never interview you. Like, why would
right,
you say
write it
LOL?
Down. tell us their name.
And then they call somebody and be like, she ain't even returned my call or give me an interview.
Lord.
Girl,
I
you put
why.
LOL in your application. I don't know, y'all.
So
y'all.
That's what you should do. You should talk about, like, if you have a 5-minute set, maybe do like three stories.
Okay, three stories.
Three stories that's like so wild,
like
that people
okay.
won't
yeah.
even believe is true.
Okay, I could do that.
And they all tie all of them back to like
the sunken place. Yes.
And you know what? Whenever I think about that, like, it also makes me think about the Joker when he said life is such a comedy.
This is beyond a comedy. This is a whole new dimension. Madison should be called the new dimension.
I don't know about new.
Well, I mean, it is a new dimension. Like, well,
it's not, though.
It's an
really
old
not.
Dimension that's rooted in the sundown.
Oh, yeah, Sundown Town.
The Sundown Town. That's what Madison is like, the Ooh. Sundown Town. And the crazy thing about Madison is then we have groups of people who are older, because I'm old. Like, I'm about to be 44, y'all. My birthday is coming up. Okay, I'm about to be a big 44. I thought you knew it. Okay, I got, look, I got a trust fund. I got a living will. I got a house now. Like, I am grown. Okay, I even got a whole life insurance policy. In my trust. So, yes, I'm grown, girl. Let's talk about that. And a deposit box with that paper.
Ooh, with the keys.
What's in the deposit box? I need to sneak some money in there. They said you can't put it in there, but I'm going to sneak some money in there one day. But just that,
some bonds.
That's all I got up in there. But dang, I'm some bonds in there. Huh? I forgot I was about to say I got distracted about being old.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about your birthday.
See how you get old and you... what did you say? I was like, wait a minute. I was on a whole tangent about the sunken place. Yeah. Girl, I don't know.
So then when every time that you, after you finish the story, then you're going to have the audience like be like, and be like this, and that's because Madison is what?
And the then sunken place. Yes. No, because they probably going to be like, she talking about me.
You got to make them say it. Yeah, you got to make them say it.
And if you think I'm talking about you, it is true. I'm talking probably about you. Probably is, because y'all sure funny acting. And can we just talk about how people don't want to give nobody grace? You know, like for me, I have the worst memory. So if I'm supposed to cash app you $20, $30, can you know that I'm going to forget? My daughter told me the other day, she asked me, if not the other day, maybe a month ago. She's like, Mom, can I borrow some money? It's like $800. And I was like, yeah, you could borrow $800. And I just forgot for like 2 or 3 days. And she going to text me something about, if I didn't know you any better, I would think you were being janky. Right?
What?
Mm-hmm. But it was a good example of like, I really do be forgetting to pay people. Yeah. Like, nail people. Or like, I'll leave and I'm like, I'll cash app you. Because I've been doing stuff. Girl, you know, I forgot where I put my cord at 5 minutes ago. Girl, right. Like, you know, I'm a brain, like...
We need to get you on a better bedtime schedule.
Yeah, I'm floating. Like, you can't... But my whole point is that people are unforgiving. Like, they'll unforgive me.
Personal.
They take it so personal. And people, if I don't return their inbox, they take it personal. If I don't return their text, if I forget something. And I just be like, y'all don't even get what my day is.
Right.
I got over 100 new emails a day. I got 20 crises happening all the time. Mm-hmm. I have staff that require almost every day attention, every moment attention, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so sometimes I just be like, Madison is so unforgiving and is just no real support.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of being in a place where Black people don't support me, where I can't make a call for action to Black people to donate $5 or recurring payment to make sure our organization continues. But then y'all be on Facebook making posts or like making all these just comments. I'm just tired.
But you know, because the system is set up for us to compete with one another.
Yeah, but we're competing against us for what? When we could come together, like I told Black people even before we became Urban Triage, but when I first came on the scene, we formed this Black coalition of Black service providers. And I said, as long as we can keep this coalition, we could grab all this money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you think we kept it? Why? Because no one wanted to do the work. And the only time people want to show up is when a check was involved. And when I got a check, then people were like, well, my check. Girl, where you been the last 10 meetings? Yeah. Right? Where's your work ethic? Like, where's your commitment to the collaboration? And then people like, see, I told you, she just wants the money for herself. Like, girl, what money? Like, you don't understand how nonprofits work. We get audited by your mama, your daddy, the state, the city, the federal government, WEDC, WOA, Doing Business Better, Business Bureau. Everybody audits us. Every day I get another open records request. They ask for the receipt to the toilet paper. Like, these people crazy.
Even your acceptance speeches get audited.
Girl. Right, so everybody that's at the Black Chamber tonight. Ooh, I just got triggered.
Tonight on, that was oh, on there on
oh,
Thursday.
Oh, that was, they were there Thursday. We were, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that Saturday.
Was 2 days ago.
And
so,
okay, we only got 1 minute, so I can't even look. God is good. See, God said some y'all things need to just go and be unsaid. So, shout out to everybody that got awards at the Black Chamber event, because what happened last year to me was people were not happy with me. But we'll talk about that another day, because we want to just stay positive as we can as we close out Black History Month in this place we call the Sunken Place. So we'll be back again next Saturday. I think it's 11 a.m. that the show plays.
It's 11 o'clock our time.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's noon now because it's over, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So it's noon. So join us next Saturday, okay, y'all?
Same time.
Same time, same place, same people. We're going to invite April again, too, because she's just all in her feelings. So she's going to be a permanent host, too. So stay tuned until next time. 92.7 FM, the Black Conversion Show. We out.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Change gon' come. Change gon' come. Change gon' come. Change gon' come.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on the Civic Media Network.
And I'm Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media's Southeast Wisconsin News Bureau Chief.
Stuart and I will be hosting special coverage of President Biden's State of the Union speech Thursday night at 8.
We'll, of course, present what the president says, the Republican response, and also talk about what it all means for you.